Governor Snyder yesterday presented his budget plan and his plan to cut down the state's revenue shortfall to the Michigan legislature. Susan, let's start with that shortfall. How is the governor planning to tackle that?
Well, he's spread the pain fairly evenly. And, you know, so far, his budget is only cutting about $100 million. And then in this current fiscal year, there will be about another $100 million. The overall deficit is about $325 million. It's mostly looking at, you know, smaller programs. Education is only getting slight increases. Revenue sharing for cities and townships is fairly flat. So these aren't the huge gaping cuts that we experienced during the height of the Great Recession, but it's certainly not anywhere that we would want to be. And I think a lot of people weren't really prepared for it.
Well, so how did we end up with this shortfall?
Well, the biggest reason is that we have refundable tax credits available for big businesses, and they're starting to cash them in. And unfortunately, the economy has not grown at such a pace that we can absorb that. We're still running a deficit.
So, Ken, when you look at this budget, what do you see as the governor's main priorities in this term?
I characterize this budget as pretty quiet, actually. There'll be skirmishes here and there between Democrats and Republicans and among Republicans and between the legislature and the governor. But it's really a fairly quiet budget. The two 800-pound gorillas in the room are the road funding proposal in May and these retention and refundable tax credits that Susan mentioned. They're really the big budget items and issues that are going to have a real impact here rather than the governor's budget that he presented yesterday.
Well, talking about this road funding question, as you said, it's being put to voters in May. So that major infrastructure investment isn't in this budget. So, Susan, what happens if voters don't approve an increase in the state sales tax to fund road improvements?
Well, the governor was very conservative in what he allotted for transportation in this budget. Basically, it's just enough that we qualify for federal matching dollars for highway repairs, not very much more. So if voters turn down the May 5th initiative, expect more of the same for your roads because there will not be any additional dollars.
So, Ken, when we look at this issue of businesses cashing in these tax credits, if we know that's causing a shortfall already, how are the governor and the legislature going to deal with this moving forward?
This is a very odd situation. The economy in Michigan is growing. So in the past, when the economy grows, revenue comes in and the budget is healthy. But because the economy is growing, these tax credits given years ago are now becoming due because these companies, large manufacturers, are hiring people. There's jobs. They're making money. And so these tax credits kick in. And it just isn't clear yet how the legislature and the governor are going to handle this going forward, because these things can last for a very long time.
Ken Sikkema is former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. And Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.